Hey guys, welcome to this episode of the Crack Brain Podcast. Before we get into this week's episode, just a couple of quick things to go through. First of all, I wanted to say thank you to everyone that showed up at the charity night over at the Union this last weekend. I had an amazing time. We were able to go and raise quite a bit of money that were very directly put back in paying off quite a few different bills and kind of getting some groceries. So again, I wanted to definitely say thank you to everyone that came out to that. And you know, I'm hoping that that maybe within the next while I might go to more of those kind of functions, because they were actually really, really fun. So I had a great time. There's a couple of videos that have been posted around with me kind of singing a little bit. So I, like I said, I had a great time. Outside of that, the main thing I wanted to make sure everyone knew is as this episode is coming out, we've actually started the first day of our Indiegogo campaign. So you all should be able to go and find that by just typing in Cracked Brain into the search for Indiegogo. And we've got some really cool things set up for you guys. First of which, you know, we've got the mugs that we've shown you guys already. We've got keychains that we just started testing, and I'm going to finalize those very soon. We've looked into doing coasters and maybe some coffee mugs. We've got a couple of limited number items, such as caricatures that Candace has said that she would she'd go and do, as well as temporary sponsorship through the podcast. So if you happen to have either a page or a blog or a podcast that you would like promoted and you would like to, that mentioned over here on this podcast, we're going to be having that as a reward type through the Indiegogo. So we're really looking forward to that. We're hoping that we can get everyone's support. Everyone that does contribute in for the Indiegogo will be getting their rewards, regardless of whether we hit our projected goal or not. So you know, we wanted to do it in a way that the people that, you know, that actually donated for it would be able to go and get all the things that they might actually want, or, you know, be able to support us to the best of what they wanted. So we're really looking forward to everyone's help out that way. Remember, this is to kind of get all the behind the scenes stuff up and running to the best ability. So we're really gung-ho on trying to go and get things like the animated show done, and getting the webcomic done, and quite a few other things as far as additional gaming content. So for all that stuff to kind of go on, we need to make sure that our equipment is actually running, and right now we're a little bit lacking. So that's what the overall goal for the Indiegogo is. So it is towards you know, towards getting more and better content. None of it will be used to go and actually produce any cosplays, and that's actually been something that's at the forefront of all of our minds. We don't want our individual cosplay work to kind of interfere with this. So again, anyone that can go and donate, thank you. You know, please do. If you're not able to donate, you're more than welcome to, you know, at least talk about it, share it with your friends, your family, on all social media. You know, we'd love to be able to hit this mark and, you know, and really go forward with quite a few different things. But we also realize that right now is a tough time for a lot of us. So, like I said, if you're not able to help out monetarily, you know, just going and sharing it, talking about it is a gigantic help in itself as well. So we're hoping for that. This Indiegogo will be going on for 2 months, so towards the end of December. So there's more than enough time for most people. And even past that, we're going to be setting up some other things. And we've actually got some in-campaign rewards that we're planning on that we're planning on unfurling if we can hit certain benchmarks. So really hope that you guys can help out with that. And yeah. All right. Now, enough of that. I want to go and get into this episode because this episode was something where I didn't necessarily know how it was going to go right before, but I knew I was very, very excited for it. And unlike any of the guests that have been on the podcast before, Kay specializes in wig creation and wig styling. So that's been something where I know absolutely nothing about, and it was an absolute pleasure and joy to be able to talk with her to figure out how she got started and some of the different things that she does and, you know, some of the hardships for it. We do geek out a little bit on birds, so, you know, fair warning for that, but it's pretty short. So all in all, like I said, I had an amazing time. I would definitely recommend to everyone out there, if you need any wig styling done, reach out to Kay. You can check her out through Kaosaurus Rex or through any of her social media outlets. She does amazing work. I was able to go and see quite a few different wigs that she had done for others as commission pieces for Anime Banzai, and I can't tell you how top-notch quality all of these wigs were, from not only just the styling of them, but if they needed to be colored a certain way. You know, she spent a lot of time making sure the fit was absolutely correct. So, you know, I am way past impressed with the quality of her work, and am going to be reaching out to her for quite a few different things. So, and I encourage you all to do that as well. So let's get into this episode with Kay Clark.
I believe in you.
I've got people that believe in me.
Yeah.
Well, I figure with that, we might as well go and get started. So, you know, it's like I said, these have this way of just sort of like they do their thing, and then eventually people just sort of come into it. So,
yeah. All right.
We try. Yeah. But like I said, I'm so glad that you could come on out over here, because this was amazing. I saw your work and needed to reach out to you.
Thank you.
So, yes, I'm going to remember this right now. We talked about it a little bit before, but I'm also now trying to make this a goal. I'm sitting with, okay, it's Kay, right?
Yeah.
All right, Kay Clark.
Yeah.
I got it right.
My cosplay name is Kaosaurus Rex.
I had forgotten about that. That's right.
That's okay.
Oh my god. It's like anyone that has something original like that instantly has a very soft spot in my heart for them. Aww. Because it's like there are some things that are a very easy go-to, you know, or whatnot, you know, whether they're whatever have you. But when it's something that either means so much to you already or it's just original like that... It's awesome.
Thanks. I just really like dinosaurs, and that came to mind when I was coming up with that name. I was like, oh, that works.
Right. You mean you weren't called Kaosaurus Rex all the time through middle school? Or
Not really. When I was in high school and stuff, and I started on my dinosaur kick, my friends... Like, it was just this passing joke. It wasn't even really a nickname. They called me K-Rex instead of T-Rex.
Nice.
And I was like, oh, I really like that. And then it just kind of stuck. But I had to add the Saurus instead of just, like, K-Rex, because I think that was taken or something like that. Like, just the letter K-Rex.
Yeah.
So I was like, Kaosaurus Rex. It works.
like I said, it definitely has this different sort of vibe to it, where it doesn't necessarily... One thing I definitely like about it with, you know, when it comes to most... cosplay names is like, if it doesn't point to one thing directly,
yeah,
you know, where it's like where it's like it isolates you in this one little area,
yeah,
you know, it's like, nah, it's just sort of broad, it's kind of fun.
Alias. I mean, like, I have a lot of friends that are like, my name is this and this cosplay, and I'm like, okay, that's cool, like, it points out that you're a cosplayer, but do you do anything else? Like, are you an artist? Are you a dancer? Do you do any of that stuff? And they're like, well, yeah, but, and I'm like, okay, then are you going to make other pages with like each individual thing? And they're like, well, no. And I'm like, okay, you need a broader name, man.
You really could.
So that's why I don't have cosplay in my name. It's not like K-Rex cosplay or anything like mm-hmm. that. It's just like a staple name that could kind of work over a lot of stuff.
Yes, but. And that's like the great thing to it, where it's like you haven't already hamstrung your I don't want to use the word brand, because just thinking about it literally irritated me. Oh. But it's like you haven't made your personality revolve around one thing, like you were saying. It's mm-hmm. like, no, it could be this for now, or it could go into like game development later yeah, on, you know, like, whatnot. It's like, I don't know, it just, I keep yeah. it open.
Exactly, you know? And then I also just had knew a lot of people that would change up their names all the time. They're like, well, I don't really like this, and I kind of, like, I want to go for more this, or, I don't know, like, they went through a phase with, like, you know, Edgelord cosplay or something like that, and they're like, okay, well, I grew out of that, so I'm now this instead, and so that's why I kind of picked something that was, like, playful and like easy to remember, but something that I know that I would just like for the rest of whenever
right.
my career. So
I freaking love it. I'll admit, I think the best cosplay name I've seen out over there, and I can't remember exactly where I saw it, but it was Gamertag Cosplay. I lost my mind.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
I just was like, I freaking love this.
Yep.
Anything I can do to help boost this, I'm going to do it.
Gamertag, yeah. So, that's funny.
But yeah, like I said, it's I've wanted to go and sit down with you specifically for quite a few things, and not even for what I would say what you're most known for. The first thing that I recognized you for... So I've got a soft spot for birds.
Oh, yes!
It is a horrible, horrible love that I have Aww. For birds. So when I saw that you had done a character that you incorporated the wings, and I just saw that alone and lost my mind.
That's one of my favorite cosplays. It's a pet shop from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. Yeah, I like the story of that is kind of funny, because all of my friends, we were going to SakuraCon, and that mm-hmm. whole group had seen JoJo's, like, they're all caught up on JoJo's, and they're like, we're cosplaying this character and this character yeah. and this character, and I was like, I'm only on like part two, but I want to join. And so I like sped watched, and then I remember coming across some fan art mm-hmm. of Dio, like part three Dio with a bird, and I was like, because immediately, like, I birds of prey, especially hawks and falcons, are my favorite. They are like utterly my favorite. The only thing better than that are like crows and like blackbirds and other corvids and stuff. Like they like, and so immediately I saw this gorgeous fan art with this gorgeous falcon. I was like, oh, who is that? Who is that? Who is that? What is that? And I sent it to my friends. I'm like, why didn't you tell me there's a bird? And they're like, oh, that's just pet shop. And I was like, pet shop? Like, because in JoJo's, everybody's named after like some classic rock something. It was
yeah.
Pet Shop Boys. Like, he's named after the Pet oh Shop God. Boys. I was like, oh no way. That's so cool. So I looked him up. He's apparently in only 3 episodes. And I was like, no. You know what? Screw that. I'm going to cosplay this literal falcon. Like, this actual bird that does not have a human form whatsoever. I'm gonna wear that. And I told my friends about it, and they're like, oh yeah, okay, that's cool, like whatever. They didn't really expect anything of me.
No,
none of them really believed in me. And I was like, you guys, like, you'll see. And so I sketched up a little design, tossed it in the group chat, and they're like, oh yeah, that's cool, I yeah. guess. And then I cranked it out in a week. I made it like everything in a week. And I remember it, like those wings, I still have the smell of what is it, that liquid cement glue?
Yeah, yes. Like that
is
contact cement.
Contact cement, yeah, that is just burned in my nose for the rest of my life, because that's what I used to glue the feathers together. And then I cranked that out, and I brought all my stuff into the hotel room, and they're like, what is that? Is that your pet shop stuff? And I was like, yeah. And they're like, what? And then I put it on, and all of them were like, oh my god. Oh my god, like, that is so cool. And I was like, yeah, I told you. And then I kind of got bombarded. Like, as soon as I had to take a separate Uber, it was me and one of my other friends.
Yeah.
I had to take a separate Uber because my wings are so big and my feet are so awkward. the little feathers on top of my helmet are felt and wire, so I can bend them down to fit inside of a car.
That is a superb idea.
Yeah, because I thought about that beforehand. I was like, I'm not going to be able to sit down in anything, like, if something's above my head. But, yeah, I just tucked my wings in. Or no, I didn't have my wings on. I just put them on my lap, but they're huge.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we walk into the convention center, I'm putting my wings on, and people are coming up to me for pictures. I'm not even fully put together yet. And they're like, hey, can we get a picture of you? And I was like, and you know they don't know what you're from.
Yeah.
You just look cool. And I was like, yeah, sure, give me a second. And, you know, me and my friend Mari just spend the next, like, 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes putting me back together, or putting me together. And just this, like, this swarm, like, right in front of the door. I was like, let me scoot over, let me get out of the way, because I have a 12-foot wingspan with those things on.
Nice.
It's huge. And it's like, at first, in the beginning of the day, I was like, this is great, this is cool, like, I like this, except I realized real fast how hard it is to walk around when not only are you getting stopped every 5 minutes, but those wings get heavy after a while.
Yep.
And I have bird feet, and those bird feet are,
you can't move
very
around,
awkward
well.
And clunky, but the things we do for cosplay, right?
Oh my god. See, so. Knowing all of that, okay, you just opened up a rabbit hole that you don't even realize.
Oh, no.
How deep it is. But it's like, just hearing all of that story, it's like, I there's a character that I don't know if I'm going to be able to finish them this year, but I'm very okay. much looking forward to, but they're another bird character.
Oh.
That I love them too much. But everything that you had done inside that cosplay is mm-hmm. pretty much exactly what I was going for.
Sweet.
So as soon as I saw it, I was like, oh my god, oh my god,
it's
oh my
thing.
God, oh my
yes.
god.
Oh my god.
You know? Yeah. So yeah, it's like it's that. And then also knowing that you have a love of birds. So I'm going to, I need to make this group, because so far there's now three of us that have a supreme admiration for birds of prey.
Oh, yeah?
That I already know what I want to call this group if it ever does happen. Because
no.
the other girl I'm thinking of, Danielle, she did.
Oh, the Revali?
Yes!
Yes! Oh!
Yes! Okay.
I loved her.
So it's like she did that, and she also volunteers over at Hawkwatch right mm-hmm. down the street. And as soon as I told her what I was going to do, and we're like, okay, we need to do like,
the thing.
All of this. So now I'm just like, anytime someone's like, oh yeah, I really love birds of prey, I'm like,
yes, hello.
You're a cosplayer, friend. You love birds of prey. We need to go and do this.
No, seriously, man, make a group. That'd be great. But because I've had lots of people that are like, how did you make your wings? Like, teach me how to make your wings and all this stuff. And I actually did a class for it.
Mm-hmm. Over at Anarchy, right?
Yeah. Anarchy. Only one person showed up, and she actually apparently didn't understand the concept of the wings I was doing.
What?
She thought they were wings that would go on your back, not ones that are actually part of your arms. And so I was like, well, I can help you make your feathers, but this is a completely different concept.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, there's tons of people out there who want to do, you know, avioid, whatever you call
yeah.
them, cosplays. So I think if you can make a group for that, that would be perfect.
I will, because literally the arm, that's like the actual arm wings
mm-hmm.
are what I want to do.
Yeah.
You know, as much as yes, eventually I do want to do some wings that are over on the back and
yeah.
whatnot. They're the character I'm thinking of. It's like, no, I want them to be as my arms, because
mm-hmm.
I still want to, like, that's what the character is, but at the same time, you know, it's like, I want them to, you know, it's like, I want the actual interaction of, like, I don't know, like, messing with wings and
or
whatnot.
Like, my favorite, one of my favorite pictures is, at SakuraCon, this girl was dressed up as Part 3 Dio. She went to give me a hug, and I just mm. engulfed her in my
exactly.
wings. And I was like, yes, this is so good. Or, like, whenever I was talking to someone, I would, like, gently caress them with
yeah.
my wings, just pet them and whatnot. It was fun. It's a lot more fun to have them on your arms than on your back.
Exactly. Like, how many times can you think of if you can do the whole, like, okay, you hide behind me, just sort of, like, look right around my arm,
right?
and I'm going to do the whole, like, wing up thing.
Right?
You
yeah,
know, it's like,
that'd be perfect.
Oh, there's
just so much more interactive. And
yeah.
so much more fun, I think.
I love, now, as a fellow raptor lover, if you had to go and pick an actual favorite raptor, what would it be? Yes, a person that isn't right off the top of their head.
oh, man.
school. You could go owl if you wanted to.
Owls are cool, but like, I have a lot of friends who, this is kind of weird, a little off topic. Yeah. They're really into David Bowie and therefore really into Labyrinth and therefore really into owls. And I'm like, yeah, owls are cool, but that's not really like, I don't know. Owls are really cool, but I think peregrine falcons are really cute. I like them a lot.
You are my kind of person right there, because that is literally my bird.
Yeah, yeah. They're pretty bomb.
Yeah, as I've said before, I do not get to talk birds a lot, so when it does happen, burbs.
Yes.
Yeah, when it does happen, it's like, and I'm going to take advantage of this for a little bit.
Yep, there you go. Yeah. It's all good, man.
Oh my God.
Love me some birds.
Like I said, it's like, knowing that you did that cosplay, like I said, was something where I remember seeing that class on Anarchy's page and went, I want to go to that. I'm broke.
Yeah.
I am so broke.
Yeah.
But I want to go, you know? So now I'm just like, well, how can I'm going to have her on the podcast.
There you go. And
then I'm going to question her relentlessly afterwards.
Yeah. And I'm definitely like, because of course I do wig commissions, but I think something as oddly specific as that, I wouldn't mind commissioning as well. Because now that I've made them for myself, I know how to make them and I can continue to make them. And but I just haven't figured out pricing, because it took me like 20 hours to make, and that's a lot of work and a lot of. I spent a lot of sleepless nights. I was up at Anarchy until 6 in the morning one night working on them straight. God. Like, it was wild. I remember Cappy, she messaged me and she was like, when did you go home? And I was like, 6. And she was like, oh. She's like, yeah, I saw you on the video feed. And it just, because it set off an alarm. Or,
yeah.
Yeah, set off alarm or something like for motion. And yeah, it was, that was wild. Oh, man. But yeah, I wouldn't mind commissioning those wings, or even teaching people how to make them again. It's maybe sometime during the winter. I'm kind of swamped with other stuff right now, but
if that ever does happen, I will gladly show up for that class. Well, as long as I've got money.
Yeah.
I will gladly do that, because like I said, it's like, I know myself and a few other ones, we're just like, we need to learn how to do this, because don't get me wrong, I've tried, and there's some, the wings that I made before, I would technically say as I don't know, achievements, but at the same time, there are some gaping holes that I'm pretty sure a more astute person would be able to figure out rather than my dumb brain. I know Pepakura and fiberglass, I can do that in my sleep.
Nice.
Some of this other stuff, I just go like, I'll try it, but I'm going to fail.
Yeah. Yeah, I try to dip my hands in everything. I'm working, or trying to work on more props and stuff recently, nice. But it's kind of interesting when one of your best friends is like a major prop guy, and so when you ask him for help and he just ends up doing it for you, you're like, that's cool. I mean, we switch off, or we trade stuff. He makes props for me and I do wigs for him, so it's not like he just straight up does it for free. But it's always interesting, because I'm like, I want to learn how to make this thing, and he's like, okay, I can kind of tell you what to do in the beginning, but I'm gonna eventually take it into my own hands in the end. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. So, but there's other stuff that I want to learn how to do, like Pepakura, fiberglass, and other stuff. I just haven't really come across the costumes that I want to make that involve those methods just yet.
Yep. You mean you don't want to dress up like every, let's see, Halo Spartan, First Order Stormtrooper, and the regular go-tos for everyone. I want to go into a pet build, and then they do that, and it's like...
No, I think if I were to do Pepakura or something like that, I would do a... Genji from Overwatch, his helmet.
Ooh, that is a good one.
Yeah. I was looking at that. I was like, that would be really good for that method, but...
That's... I don't know. That would be a good one, because that... I haven't seen a papercraft Pepakura from that. I've seen foam builds of it.
Yeah.
But nothing papercraft. Yeah. And that's definitely something where I'd be very, very interested in seeing. I say yes.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
There you go. Well, I mean, I guess the main thing that would make sense to go and talk about it, I guess, would be the main thing that you're known for.
No, not at all. No.
It's not. Sadly, it's not the bird wings, as far as I know.
I don't know. That got me, like, I think that a lot of people in the cosplay community know me for the bird wings. Pretty hefty. Because, I mean, that's what skyrocketed my page and whatnot was those wings. So, but... Like most people only really talk to me about wigs. They only talk to you when they need something from you, you know. Other than that, they're like, "Oh yeah, you did the big wing thing," and I'm like, "Yeah, the wing thing."
But I also do this other thing.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's like. Sorry about that.
Ugh. No worries.
I spent all day in an attic, and it's not out of my throat.
Oof.
You know, with the wings, it's definitely something where that is, as we kind of said before, you're the only person locally that I know that does it. And even of the people that are not local, you're one of three that I can count, that actually does, like, commissionable wig work.
Yeah.
From the beginning, how did that start?
Well, first off, I should say that I'm not the only wig commissioner. There's actually two others that are, I'm not particularly close with, but two wig stylists that I actually was inspired by. One was Jazzy from, I can never pronounce their cosplay name. It's like Crepuscular Cosplay or something like that. Anyway, so she does wig commissions. I don't know if she does them now. And then there's also Cade Cosplay, who does pretty bomb in wig commissions.
Nice.
But I remember going to Jazzy for a while with some wig questions and whatnot before I started doing my own stuff. But so there's two cosplayers right there who do pretty neato wig work.
Nice.
So from the beginning, from my story, oh goodness. There's, of course, the horror of, you know, when you first start off cosplay and you're like, I don't know how to cut this wig, and you totally botch it. You know, I was there. I was that kid. There is this one wig that I hecked up, and I ended up selling to a friend, and then they sold it to their friend, and then they sold it to another friend, who ended up selling it back to me, who I ended up selling again. I was like, this wig is awful. Like, no, I don't want it back.
But, keeps on coming.
It keeps on coming back. Like, you know, I bought the wigs from, like, Hot Topic and, you know, like, Spirit Halloween and all that other stuff. But I think when I started actually making quality wigs it was my very first wig from Arta Wigs. And my friends and I were going to be cosplaying from Okami.
Nice.
Yeah, that paintbrush wolf game on the Wii. They were all doing main characters, and I remember, you know, watching them play and stuff, and they're like, we're going to make a group, and I'm like, well, everybody that, you know, is kind of taken that I could do in this amount of time. It was also for SakuraCon. SakuraCon's just kind of like this weird climatic thing for me, but I fell in love with this character who's near the end of the game. His name's Oki, and he's got crazy, like, mix of Shadow the Hedgehog and Dragon Ball Z hair, okay? And I don't know why, just immediately I was like, I'm going to make that. I don't know how, but I'm going to do it. And so he's got, like, red on one top, like, on the top half of his hair, and black the rest of the way down. And it's super big and fluffy and spiky. And I was like, I think I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And so I kind of looked up a little bit of tutorials on how to tease and do volume and stuff. And I'm like, all right, well, I think I need this wig. And I kind of have an idea of how to dye it. So I just went for it. Like, I bought a lace front from Arta. I bought extra wefts. I dyed half of it. So, like, half of it was black, top half was red. I sewed in all the wefts. I teased and styled it and stuff, and it came out awesome. And I was like, holy crap, this is so cool. Like, it was the first wig I was actually genuinely proud of that I made myself. And then unfortunately, it got a little abused on the way up to SakuraCon, and it kind of got deflated and beat up, and I had to fix it in the hotel room, and it wasn't nearly as glorious as when I first styled it, but that happens. Live and learn. And the wig is, like, half as long as I am, so it's kind of hard to like think like Super Saiyan 4, like,
oh my
or
god,
Super Saiyan 3, I think, is the one that's like the super long hair. Yeah. That's basically the idea of it. Like it was long, like big old fluffy thing. But yeah, so that was the very first like intense wig that I styled, and then after that I had a friend message me and was like, yo, so I saw your big old wig and I had this wig that's kind of similar, do you think you can try and do the thing? And I was like, yeah, I think I can try and do the thing. And so mm-hmm. I did the thing. Thing turned out pretty good, and I was like, oh, I think I kind of know what I'm doing now. And then there was another friend that was like, can you do this? And it just kind of escalated from there. Like I realized I'm really good at doing the spiky stuff, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of okay at doing the other stuff. But, like, ever since then, I just had a bunch of friends be like, yo, help me with this, help me with that. Like, I can pay you with this, or, like, I can do that. And it wasn't really, like, a commission kind of thing. It was just, like, friends being, like, me yeah, helping like out friends helping and out. Stuff. Yeah. And then after a while, they're like, you know, you should actually start, like, you know, charging people for this and stuff. And I was like, okay. So I kind of, like, started reaching out a little bit more. I had a lot of my friends tag me in posts on Cosplay Utah, you know, like, recommending me for other people to help style their wigs mm-hmm. and stuff, and it just kind of escalated from there. So everything that I've done is more or less self-taught. I mean, I've seen some tutorials online, and mm-hmm. You know, the amazing thing about cosplay is that everything that you more or less need to know is online, and then other than that, you just wing it and
yeah.
see if you got it or not. So
right. I like I said, it's like it not only just the story of it, you know, where what I'll also say is as much as you know, I'd seen the picture and was like, oh yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. When it comes to styling a wig, you're the name that pops up most frequently, you know. Yeah. So when I was like, oh yeah, so I've got a okay, you need to go and talk to Kay, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. All this right, is yeah. And when something close to like 25 people all say the same name, it's like, okay.
Thing.
Now I know where to go to.
Wow. Okay. I didn't know it was that many people, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's an overwhelming amount of people that, like I said, there's a reason why I said like, yeah, there's only one person that I know of, because
oh, geez.
Everyone keeps on sending me to the same oh. person.
All right.
You know, but to me, it's a testament of your work. And yeah. it is something where I do try to look at everyone's work from afar. And so far, you know, of the pictures I had seen that you had done for other people, even the ones that you were showing me right before we went, it's not something as easy as, oh, well, you know, I got this wig over from Spirit Halloween, or I just bought it straight off Arda and it look like this. No. There are some things where it's as a person that I know nothing about hair, as you can tell. All right. To my knowledge of hair is it grows and then I get to cut it off. Yep. I don't style anything.
Yeah.
You know. So when I see someone that starts dealing with, you know, with wigs and whatnot and styles them and gets them to look a very certain way that looks exact. I'm a big anime person, so
oh yeah,
horrible otaku.
Dude, me too. It's okay. It's okay. That's but my roots.
When I see, you know, work that looks exactly like that, I start going like, okay, I don't know how that gets how that pulls off, because
dude, I don't even know. Sometimes in the end, I'm looking at that and I was like, what? When? What? Like, my mind just goes on autopilot during some wigs, and in the end, I'm like, that. Oh, wow, cool. I surprise myself sometimes.
It's like you wake up. It's like I made that.
Yeah. Like okay. Oh, okay. You know, there's just this dismembered head with Sora's hair on my desk. I don't know how it got there, but it's there, and it looks really cool. So hey.
That is rad. Like I said, it's something where, you know, it's. Gosh darn. When it comes to like the skill sets that people have in cosplay, you know, as we were saying before, some people are, you know, they become a prop guy, they become, you know, a foam person, a Pepakura person. Everyone and their mother apparently knows how to sew locally.
Yeah.
When it's something off the beaten path, like I said, like, yeah, I'm really, really good at wigs. It's something where it, to me, I love hearing that a lot more than, oh, well, I sew, because I've now started become numb to it. And it's sad that that has started to happen, but it's like, all right, what else can you do?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't run across that with wigs. Mm-hmm. And it's something where now it's forced me to start looking at other cosplays, not in a judgment sort of thing, but I start noticing little things when it comes to wigs where I can't say that I can necessarily go and pick out, like, oh, you bought this wig from this person, or
like, oh no, that wasn't a lace front, or oh, it's a glued hairline, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, I can't do that, but I've been able to see different cosplays and go, like, that wig you got for this character and it doesn't fit somehow.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, maybe it should have done this or it should have done that. And you basically got a bunch of moose and went, da, 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 and it works.
I mean, like, that's another thing about, like, you know, sewing and even prop making and stuff, that's a lot more practical use, like, more day-to-day. Like, you know some guy who's just a carpenter, or you know some guy who, like, has a 3D printer or something like that, but, and you know your grandma who makes quilts, kind of thing. Like, those skills are almost used every day. I mean, granted, we use them in weird ways to make weird stuff, but like, who do you know that's a wig stylist? You know, like, it's just such an odd niche kind of thing that most people often overlook with their cosplays, because they're like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna buy this thing on eBay and, like, it'll work, it's blonde and curly, it'll work for Yang, you know. And but maybe I don't know, it was the first character that popped in my mind, but yeah, like, a lot of people just overlook it because it's not a skill that's typically applied, like, in your day-to-day life. I mean, obviously, like, styling your hair and stuff, but there's even cosplayers out there who don't even buy wigs. They just use their real hair. They, like, dye it or spray it or something like that. I mean, if you can, more power to you, because wigs can be expensive. And that's another thing, is that a lot of people are afraid of higher quality wigs because they are expensive. But you can immediately tell the difference, like, between somebody's $20 wig they bought on eBay to somebody's, like, $70 wig they invested and either had commissioned or, like, bought all the parts and, like, you know, sewed in wefts and did this and did that and that to it. Like, to me, I mean, obviously, wigs are really important to me. I wouldn't be doing this. But, you know, if you see a cosplayer, like, who has, like, such amazing detailed craftsmanship on their armor and, like, this and this, that, or, like, their suit looks so perfect on them and it's, like, clean cut and, like, all the perfect seam stuff, the costume can almost be ruined or almost lackluster if they don't have the right hair for it.
Yep.
So, like, the whole look altogether, you know, it just, it, I don't know, like, it doesn't, just wigs pull the entire costume together.
They really do. Yeah. It's something where, thinking of the characters that, like, I want to do so bad, but one of the reasons why some of those characters I've shied away from is specifically because of, like, it needs a wig. And it needs to, like, it, I'm not necessarily a perfectionist when it comes to a lot of things, but when there is something that I really, really want to do, I want it to look good.
Yeah.
Not even like, oh, it has to be photorealistic, you know, of whatever there. It's like, I just want it to look good because I want to be proud of it.
Yeah.
So when I start looking at that, it's like, I've thrown out so many cosplay ideas just literally because, like, it's got a wig. And I can't do a wig. And before, it was like, I have none of my friends know how to go do a wig, so I'm just going to, all right, move on to the next one. It's got a helmet. Cool. I'll do it.
Yep.
You know. So there have been so many times where it's like, I realize that that is a barrier. You know, and even, you know, like, the different cosplays I was talking before about, like, I've gone to now other cons that I look at some of the cosplays, it's like, oh my god, your foam work is absolutely fantastic, your paint job, your detailing, your weathering is so fantastic, and then I look over at the wig and it is bright yellow, and it's like,
you're like, whoa, buddy,
that is not fooling me whatsoever. You know, and it's not that it, like, that it's like, oh no, this is now a horrible cosplay, but it's sort of like, it's almost like you start over at the ground up and you have this whole illusion of, like, oh my god, it's this character, and then as soon as that, you know, you see the hair, it's like, the illusion is not broken.
Crap, you know,
and it, to me, sometimes it hurts because it's like, I could tell that you put so much effort into it and I want to see it in the exact same way that you did. I'm mad at my own brain for literally just almost like having a buzzer and going like, you know, so that's something where, having the skill set that it is unconventional, that is not something that, as you were saying, that is like day-to-day life type stuff, is amazing to me.
Thank you. Know?
I love that, and I love knowing that you are out there.
Thanks.
Yeah. And especially are liked by so many people that I like.
That's really good to hear. But
it really is. Like I said, it's fantastic, you know. So I'm like some kind of going down the list that I've memorized in my head, you know, have there been certain characters or certain wigs that you've done that you just sat back and went like, I love this one way too much?
Oh man. I think one of my absolute favorite wigs was Takeru from Kamigami no Osobi. I actually did that for Siobhan. She's been in your podcast before. Right, yeah, that blue to white gradient wig.
Yeah.
Goodness. It is my baby. I'm so happy it went to an amazing cosplayer like her. Like, that put way too much time and effort, because that was my first time ever actually airbrushing a wig.
Okay.
I airbrushed the blue in. Well, I had help from Kevin, Crooked Kev, that prop maker that I was telling you about. He makes like fantastic armor and amazing stuff, and he's the one who does certain props for me, and I do certain wigs for him. But he has an airbrush, and so I was like, yo, I have this method that I want to try out on a wig, because I don't want to actually try to dye this, because he has three white stripes and on his bangs, and the rest of it's blue except for his ponytail is also white.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that would be really awkward and weird trying to dye, and Sharpie dyeing is messy, and I didn't want to have to deal with that. And then I saw this method about airbrushing, and I was like, that actually would be perfect. And it was an experiment.
Mm-hmm.
The color was absolutely like gorgeous, just oh my goodness. And then the texture was actually really interesting. It was perfect for spiking, because you're more or less coating the hair in paint. And so if you're using that method, don't do it on something you want soft, because that is not going to work. But it was perfect for spiking that top half of that wig. And then just you were able to make a perfect custom color. And it was just, I don't know, one of my most favorite wigs ever, and it ended up looking so good on Siobhan, and I was so happy about it. And oh man, it was just a new method, a new look, a new character, and just gorgeous all around. I was crazy proud of it. Almost a little sad to see it go, but but it went to an amazing cosplayer, so that's okay. Like, I wasn't feeling too bad about it. But and then another one that I was pretty dang proud of was recently the Sora wig I just made, Sora from Kingdom Hearts. It was his Dream Drop Distance.
Mm-hmm.
That one took a long time because lots of spikes, but yeah. I did it. It looked cool. Now I know I can make a Sora wig. I feel like an actual wig stylist now, because every professional wig stylist has made at least one Sora wig in their lifetime, and now I can say that I have. Next up is Cloud Strife. No. I haven't made one of those yet, but I know that's going to happen one of these days. But those are probably my favorite wigs that I've styled so far that I can think of.
I love it, and I'm so glad, as much as I do like this character, I'm so glad that it wasn't a Super Saiyan Goku.
I have yet to be requested a Super Saiyan wig.
You shouldn't have said that on this podcast.
I have yet to be requested a Super Saiyan wig.
It might just have Brandon. I mean, because like I said, it's like, just thinking back to that specific wig for Chev was something where I do actually, like, I remember that entire costume so much, because not only was the cosplay itself, you know, the fabric work fantastic with it, and the photography was great, but I actually remember talking to her about the hair itself, just because it was like, it brought everything together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as we were kind of saying before, it's like, yeah, when the wig is on point, everything just looks fantastic. And that was one specific example where it enhanced everything.
Yeah.
You know, it, rather than having like one little thing to go like, it's like, no, it worked great. And especially since, like, Chev had the right body for it. It almost felt like the hair went with it.
Yeah,
you know, it wasn't like, oh, it was too big, or it was too small, or whatnot.
It was perfect.
Exactly. And that was one where now knowing that you did that wig, yeah, you're going to be getting some work from me.
Good.
I've got two cosplays specifically that... Sweet. You already said Yang. Guess what? There's a Sage Ayana that needs to be done. Ooh. That I need it. I need that hair.
I need it.
I need that hair done so bad.
Yeah,
so,
hit me up, man.
Yeah, it's like, I love that kind of thought. And, you know, especially, you know, I do want to get into some of the different methods, like spiking, like some of these other things, because what, you know, one thing I've definitely started to notice is, especially when it comes to spiking, there's the ones where you could tell, like, they've actually been styled, and they look really, really good, and then there's the other ones that literally look like someone went, got a bunch of glue, and went, put them together, because they literally look almost like, more like a fortress medieval spike that you want to build people off with, and it's like, wow.
Yeah, looks like they took their boyfriend's pomade and ran it through their wig.
Yep. Yeah. I can. Yeah. Yep.
I know what you're talking about.
You know, so I mean, I don't necessarily want to like out the exact method, even though I don't think that it is so much of a trade secret type thing. But you know, when kind of looking back into looking at spiking, was it as difficult as you thought it was going to be going into it?
Oh, heck, you know? No. It's so easy.
Really?
I don't know. Some people struggle with it really bad, but I mean, I'll straight out just out my trade secret, but I went on YouTube, and I was like, how to spike wigs. And I looked it up. I think it was like the first or second video. It's by Hee.
Okay.
Who is one of my wig idols. I follow him on Instagram, on Facebook, on everything. They make fantastic, gorgeous wig work. But they just was like, or just were like, terrible grammar. like all it is, you just put a little bit of hairspray, you tease it, and then kind of brush it out, keep it in that spike. You know, of course it takes hairspray and some finesse to make it like a pretty spike, but that's how you do it. You just tease and then you brush it out and add some hairspray and that's it. Like, that's how I made that gigantic wig for Oki. I'm actually going to show you that. Let's see.
Like I said, it's hearing things like that where it's like knowing that it wasn't this 28 billion step thing, you know, doesn't take away from it at all, because one of the things that I've definitely said in, you know, in recent times is like, when something only has a few steps but yet for some reason it's uncharacteristically difficult to do, you know that it's real professional. Like, it's professional quad damn.
Yeah, that was Oki. In the beginning, big ol' fluff ball. Well, spike ball, I should say. Like I said, I look like a cross between Shadow the Hedgehog and Super Saiyan 3. Like, it's huge.
Oh, and you're getting some work.
Oh, yeah. That was, I don't know. Like, this is just progress pictures. Like, I started off, that's the character. You know?
That is, that is like them.
Yep. And then,
oh, my God.
So I got, you know, pure red wig.
Oh, my God. Front.
And then I, you know, sectioned off the top. Yeah. I dyed it. It was looked like an ugly little shriveled up worm of sorts after you dye it. You know, you dry it, brush it out, sewed in the wefts. It was all long, and then trimmed them up, fluffed it out. Aww. That's all teasing. It like volume and wigs is just straight teasing and hairspray, and then spiked it out. And
that
then
is awesome.
Did the top spikes and stuff. And
And the fact
huge
that
old porcupine. They,
you know, it's like, even if that were to only stay for, in my mind, even if you know, if those spikes only stayed for 30 minutes, that's 30 minutes well worth it, because every single, like, I now want, like, now when I'm thinking of, like, oh, well, I'm going to do a shoot, and this wig, is I need them to come out just to make sure my wig looks the way it needs
to be. Actually, I don't know if you saw that, but I posted, especially with Anime Bonsai coming up, I had a lot of friends who were, they're like, oh, yeah, well, I went to do this shoot during Comic-Con, but my wig kind of, like, got a little messy and stuff. Yeah. And I was like, well, I'm sorry. That's what happens. I only use hairspray and gel. I don't use actual glue and whatnot, because stuff can happen to wigs. And if you use glue, you can't fix it.
Exactly.
But with hairspray and gel and whatnot, you can just wash it out and do it again. But, yeah, I heard not complaints on my work necessarily, mm-hmm. but, you know, you're wearing it for the whole day and maybe it starts to fall out a little bit. So I posted recently that I'm going to start, I'm basically putting myself out for hire for, like, maybe about, you know, an hour before your shoot or, like, you know, during your shoot even or something like that. Yeah. If you need someone who can check your wig, you know, maybe even check your costume and stuff. Like, I do that, too. I do makeup and all that other stuff. But mostly wigs. Like, if you need help, like, pre-styling your wig or keeping it in check for the rest of the photo shoot, like, I'm there. Like, it's, like, $10. It's all I'm charging. Just okay. $10 for the photo shoot for, you know, about an hour. You can't keep me the whole day. But, you know, right before, like... You need an extra set of hands for hairspray. Like, maybe your sleeves are too long, you can't brush out your wig. Like, just hit me up, and I can help you out.
That is rad for so many reasons, you know, because, like, one of the things that I reached out to Comic-Con specifically about is, you know, when they were... I remember when the cosplay medic station was mainly over in a corner, and it still kind of is in a corner, mm-hmm. but I told them, it's like, you need to have more roving people. You mm-hmm. need to have people that are going to have, you know, maybe a mobile, you know, hot glue gun or yeah. some of these other things. So that way, when I'm out in the middle of the floor, I need something done, and sometimes getting to you guys is ridiculously hard.
Yep.
And I've been saying that for, like, the last 3 years, and mm-hmm. finally, this last year, I finally saw it. I was like, yes, okay, that's great. Knowing that you're kind of doing that same thing just for wigs.
Yep.
You know, oh my God. Like, I now kind of want to be... a roving person with a gigantic sign.
Yeah.
It's just like, okay, go and call this number so that you need your wig done, you know, and whatnot. Just yeah. just because I think that that is so foundationally important,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how many people, yeah, it's like when you're, you know, you've been already going all around the con, people have been, you know, you've been bumping into people, you're sweating, people have been feeling your hair when you tell them to stop doing that,
yeah.
you know, and... You just like, I just need it styled really quick. And you'd be like, oh, $10 and I can have this done. Yes, I will do that.
Yep, yep. Or like even, I have tons of friends who are in the cosplay contest. Mm-hmm. And maybe, you know, they're waiting for judging and all sorts of stuff is going on. And they're like, well, I'm kind of in like a big suit of armor, you know. I can't really fix my wig right now at the moment, right before the contest, and you know, they can just hit me up and I can help them out right before they get judged or like right before they go on stage, you know, just make sure they look pretty and whatnot, because I've personally seen way too many like Hatsune Miku's walking out there and they got big old fluff balls on their chest because their wig wasn't brushed out because, you know, their sleeves are in the way or something yeah. like that, and just, I don't know, just any way I could really help out, because they I don't know, I mean, it might kind of sound a little mean, judgmental, but it's like I'm soothing my own personal pet peeve, you know, like when cosplayers are like, oh, I'm in a contest, but, you know, hair flip and it's like stuck on top of their head. And I'm like, yep. let me fix you. Let me help you before exactly. you get on stage, you know?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's like, especially with someone that does have a specialization, that's like, yeah, it is going to be something where, yeah, it will be a pet peeve because it's like... I could have helped you.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not even so much like, why didn't you reach out to me? No. But it's like, I want you to be the best that you can
I
be.
I want you
and
to
yet,
look amazing.
I know I could help you make, you know, be a little bit better. You yep. know, I think something like that is so foundationally important that I, you know, it's like, yeah, I want more people to recognize that,
mm-hmm.
you know, because yeah, it's like when it comes to wigs, some people have this sort of thought where it's like, it just needs to look kind of okay and I can get away with it. You know, whatever I can get away with.
Yeah.
Because honestly, that was my opinion for the longest time. Mm-hmm. Until I'd seen what wig stylists, I didn't know that that was a thing.
Yeah.
You know, but it was like when I saw wig stylists actually create work that on its own, on, you know, a blank mannequin head, looked fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then I love it when... it gets put on someone's head, and it's not even so much that it looks like, oh my God, that, you know, that's real or whatnot, but it's like, that fits. Like we were kind of saying with Chev, it's like, it looks like that, you know, it's not out of character.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't look too big. It's not, you know, the volume of it isn't ridiculously out of proportion. It's mm-hmm. just right. And I, yeah, like I said, it's like there's more things that I wish more people put more time and effort into just isn't there, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah. That kind of talking about proportions and whatnot just kind of it makes me want to go into I can't think of the word, but the difference between like styling something for like anime or styling something for like maybe a TV show character or something like that, you know, like or even video game characters and stuff, because maybe some people, like, you know, maybe they want to cosplay Rosalina or something mm-hmm. from Mario, and like they really like the big old poofy like solid chunk of bang that comes down, and they want like the solid individual spikes, and so, you know, I'll go to style it that way. Or there's somebody who's like, no, I want it to look like I'm a natural blonde, and this mm-hmm. is like my natural like hair flip kind of thing. So there's a lot of what's the word? I can't think of the word, but anyway, there's just like this weird line where you gotta kind of find out whether your clients want something almost exactly like the character, mm-hmm. you know, or if they want something a bit more realistic. And I struggle with that a lot mm-hmm. because I have like, you know, we were talking about, I've had a few problematic clients in the past and, cause mostly my styling is very cartoony cause mm-hmm. I do big old spikes, big old blocks, you know, like exactly. Sora from Kingdom Hearts straight up looked like he was like the model from the game came into real life. Mm-hmm. But, like one of the other wigs that I styled, like, for example, a Mercy wig, she was like, well, I want it to look like, this is my natural blonde hair coming out of my head. And I'm like, okay. Well, Mercy has very chunky, cartoony kind of hair, you know? Or there's been a couple of tracer wigs that I've styled where mm-hmm. I, like, you know, make them super solid individual spikes. And then the client is like, well, I want it to look like a natural flip. And I'm like, like, okay, it's kind of hard. Making things look proportionately correct is easy compared to trying to find that that nice, you know, balance between cartoony and realistic.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because I mean, kind of one thing that you know that you had slightly touched on, and something that I'm also very curious on, kind of speaking in that same sort of vein, is, you know, when it does come to things like, okay, you know, you're portraying the look of this character that, you know, they're in a cartoon or whatnot, mm-hmm. you know, or if they, you know, the real versus unreal type thing, where it's like, in real life, yeah, things aren't necessarily two-tone, you know, mm-hmm. or whatnot, you know, there's color gradients and whatnot, but then when you look at an anime, it's like, that hair is characteristically like this color, maybe this color, and it's only that way because of, like, an outline or something like that.
Weird shading and stuff, yeah.
You know, where it's not just like, okay, it's not one color bleeds into this other one, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like, I hadn't really thought about that, but yeah, it's like how much work do you go into trying to look at the character, you know, like, mm-hmm. you know, even looking at, you know, at, like, let's say this character right around over here, this Wonder Woman, that it's like, okay, right over here, it's got more of a purple and, you know, and a little bit of black to it, but it's primarily just purple.
Yeah.
But yet, you know, the customer is going to want, like, okay, they want it to be black and they want it to look silky and all that. Like, how do you kind of deal with those sort of interactions?
Very carefully. Like I said, I had some issues with a Mercy wig. Mm-hmm. And normally, like, I let them know right off the bat, like, hey, yo, my style is pretty chunky, like, very, very cartoony. Like, it's going to look like she came out of the video game. And then if they're like, well, I want it to look more natural, I'm like, I will do my best, but I will let you know that's not my specialty.
Okay.
And then, like, that's why wigs like Siobhan's, where it's, like, this super heavy stylized anime character, where it's, like, yeah, this really pretty ombre effect that I can have total creative liberty with. Like, mm-hmm. I'm all about those. But for the most part, I just let my clients know, like, hey, like, just so you know, like, I will do my best, and I'll show you pictures and stuff, but That's not my specialty. That's not what I'm gonna do. But that's why I just adore and have like the most fondness towards clients who are just like, you do you. Like there's this one client, bless his heart, I am so excited for this wig. He straight up told me, he's like, I give you the creative liberty to pick a color. And that sounds so simple, so weird. Like, you pick the color. And I was like, oh, bless your heart. Because one of the hardest things to talk to clients about is the color of the wig itself. Because I usually work through Arta or Epic Wigs, and they have a billion colors, a billion different shades. Like, you want blonde, they've got, like, 12 different blondes, you know? And it's just the one fact that it was like, I give you that creative liberty. Like, my heart was a flutter. I was so excited.
Again, it seems weird that I didn't think about that before, but maybe it's just because I have a somewhat of a simplistic mind where it's like, in my eyes, it's like, oh, is that light blue? If they've got four colors of light blue, I don't care. Yep. I just need light blue.
Yeah, that's usually like, because of course I'm going to ask my client, like, do you like this color? Do you like this color? Which one do you prefer? Because it's their wig.
Yeah.
But like most of the time when I ask someone, they're like, what? Huh? Like, you can literally, like, see the, like, drool coming out of their mouth, you know? They're like, color, huh? And I'm like, okay, well, these are the three that I'm thinking. They're like, I like the middle one. I'm like, okay, cool, you know?
Exactly.
But, yeah, it can just, or sometimes they're like, I want this specific color, but they don't have it on order yet, so you got to back order and wait, like, 4 weeks to get that color and all this other crazy deal.
Yeah.
Or I've had clients that are like, well, I want this super specific color, so can you dye it for me? And I'm like, yeah, I can. But and then there's also the issue, like, I'm currently working on my own personal wig for Izuku Midoriya from My Hero Academia, Deku. Yeah. I'm gonna be cosplaying for Anime Bonsai, and that's one of the wigs you're talking about, like, two tones and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, buddy, because he has very interesting hair where it's like, is it green? Is it black? We don't know. Some people do both green and black, and I'm going to be doing both green and black, but I have to dye it because Arta didn't have any greens. Epic didn't have any greens.
It's because everyone else is doing Deku. Because
everybody else is doing Deku, and I'm like, no. But I'm pretty excited for that, but I have two white wigs that I'm going to be dyeing and then fusing together and airbrushing the black into. So, I'm excited for that. But at the same time, I hate myself so much.
I cannot wait to see that. Because, okay, now, what... I'm sorry, you just opened up another tangent.
That's okay.
What style of Deku are you going to try to do? Are you going to do the tournament style, or...
One was kind of a secret, but I guess I can tell you.
No. If it's a secret, well...
It's not really a secret.
This is also coming out after Bonsai?
Yeah. Okay, all right. Yeah, that's fine then, definitely. So the first version the first thing that sparked me to do Deku, like, right off the bat was the release of their Halloween outfits. Their Halloween outfits are so cute, and I'm currently working on Deku's little ghostie, because he's the cutest little ghostie. And I was actually working on that before I came here. I was hot gluing yarn onto it, and I hate myself. But it looks really good so far, and I'm really excited. But I already have the shoes, all that stuff. But the other one that's kind of a secret, but not so secret, because, I mean, if you're following progress on my Instagram, I'm going to be doing his first hero uniform. However, I'm going to be doing the version where he's battling Katchan and half of it's blown off. So, yeah, that's going to be really exciting, especially because I'm going to have to tuck half of that fluff monster under his hood, but only half. So that's going to be interesting, but I'm excited.
Oh my God. I want to see this so bad.
You will.
Oh my God.
That My Hero Academia meet that I'm going to be, I'm running the My Hero Academia meet at Bonsai. I'm going to be in that version of Deku at the meet. So
I don't think they're having me do anything on Sunday. So
it's Saturday, actually. Yeah. It's Saturday at 2:00.
I think I'm free.
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
I need to be
there. If not, I'm gonna be in him almost all day Saturday, except maybe near the end. I don't know how tiring it's gonna be to wear that, but if I do get tired, then I'm just gonna switch into Halloween Deku in the end, because it's gonna be crazy comfy. But
yeah. I I won't say that My Hero is my new favorite anime, but it is definitely high on my list.
Same.
And it's one of those where I've seen quite a few Dekus,
mm-hmm.
but they're all the tournament arc.
Yep.
And it's like, it's not that I'm mad at seeing it, but it's like, I would love to see other versions. Like, I hadn't seen any of his costumed, you know, his mm-hmm. hero outfits. Like, and as much as I really want to see the new one too,
mm-hmm.
I really want to see someone tackle that. But it's like, you know, so it's something where it's like any other, you know, My Hero character, I want to see them doing. Like I've said it before, I want to do, Tokoyami.
Yes!
He's not the bird character that I'm hiding from people, but he is the one that I want to do so bad.
I
want to
be him so bad too. I love him.
there are so many times where it's like I thought about doing that, and then having like a little plushy shadow,
dark shadow,
go
that
around.
That would be so good. Or you can have like one of your friends cosplay Dark Shadow and have him be like attached to you.
I was thinking of that too. Just sit there and like have him like kind of go around, just out in front of me.
Yes, I
want to do it so bad.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, it's like there are more My Hero characters that I want to see happen.
Yes.
Out of that tournament arc.
Oh yeah, like I don't know. I don't want to. This is like a completely off-wig tangent, so I have this weird habit of cosplaying versions of things that people don't normally do, and I don't know why. I just kind of find myself doing that. Like, for example, when you hear like, "Oh, I'm gonna cosplay from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure," you don't think it's gonna be a weird bird, like Pet Shop, or when it's like, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna cosplay Ryuko from Kill la Kill," you think like her in her senketsu, like either school uniform or like battle uniform or something. But I did her pajamas. Or, like, I also did a nudist beach version of her. Or I just have all of these other weird cosplay plans and versions of characters that I've done that are, like, the weird side things that people don't normally cosplay. Because I don't see that, and I want to see it. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to make it myself if I have to.
Exactly.
So, yeah. And plus, it doesn't really help that I have, when it comes to Deku, my friend Kevin, as I mentioned before, he cosplays Kat-Jen, and he is an amazing Kat-Jen, like, freaking perfect Kat-Jen, and I was like, bro, we haven't cosplayed in a really long time, and I want to cosplay with you, but I don't want to, like, just be Deku, so, exactly. I had to be, like, you know, battling Kat-Jen, Deku, to be oddly specific, but...
That is so rad. Like I said, it, you know, anyone that decides to go and do characters that are off the beaten path, or a version of them that is off the beaten path, I especially love. It's nothing against people that, you know, they want to go and do what's the most prominently out over there, or the most recognizable, but
definitely.
There's something about either doing a, like, a side character, one that no one's done, because that is something where I like seeing things that I haven't seen before.
Yeah.
It's nothing wrong about seeing a Superman, but I want to see a Superman that I haven't seen.
Yeah.
You know, or there's nothing wrong with Batman. I would love to see a Batman that I haven't seen before.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, whether it's goofy, whether it's realistic, whether it's fanciful, whether it's something from your own head.
Like, yeah.
You know, I had recently just done an Aqualad, and most of it was literally all stuff that there was no reference image for. It's like I did scaling and all this other stuff, and people, I mean... I got called Blade 9 times throughout Comic-Con. It's just like, sure, whatever. Yep. You know, I had blue eyes, I had a mohawk, and then everything else. I just basically went like, fine, whatever. You call me whatever you want.
Yep.
You know, but I love seeing characters that are either just so niche or done in a very different way that are just like, freaking awesome.
Yeah.
You know, so... Yeah. I want to see it so bad.
Well, you'll see it. You'll see it for sure.
Oh my God, that's rad.
Yep.
Rad. Well, I mean, like, one of, you know, I guess taking it kind of more in a cosplay general and less wig, but I mean, it would still definitely be wig oriented. It's like, of like some of the characters that you've either cosplayed or some of the ones that, you know, that you have inside your list, like, which are some of the ones that are most technical that you're like, I'm gonna do you, but I need these specific skills for.
Oh, goodness. Who isn't there? basically anybody from Overwatch that I want to cosplay to start. So everyone from Overwatch. No, not really.
I couldn't tell from the hat.
No, not at all. Let's see. Like, to be super specific, maybe like Anna, her Shrike skin, because her mask lights up, and I have no experience using lighting whatsoever. And plus, the mask is like, I've seen a lot of people do it, but I've never really been fully satisfied on anybody's results.
Okay.
Like, yeah, maybe it looks good quality, but it's like oddly proportioned, or you know, maybe it's perfectly proportioned, but not the best looking. I don't know. I want to make it look perfect, you know, and but I have no experience with that. I could sew it just fine, like the entire costume. It doesn't even involve a wig, actually, but I'm just looking at that mask like, you. Or for example, let's see, oh goodness, cosplay list, it just right off my mind.
Fine, I'll do it.
Sorry, a lot of dead time here, but
no. See, that's the beauty of editing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. Let me pull up a cosplay list. There's just a lot of characters that I want to cosplay that are that I'm pretty comfortable with doing, or I know that I can tackle, like. For example, I want to do Insane Blackrock Shooter, because I do normal Blackrock Shooter, but Insane has, like, a lot of armor and, like, prop work. She has this giant cannon sword. I don't even know what it is. Like, it's as tall as she is, you know, like, giant thing that I know I can do. I just, I'm kind of staring at it like, ooh, that's a little intimidating. Or there's, like, you know, another Blackrock Shooter, but Blackrock Shooter Beast, where she has, like, this light-up crown, and her shoes are literally, like, razor blades, and, like, super intense kind of, you know, different crafting work that I'm not familiar with, but yeah. I really want to tackle. Oh, I mean, another Overwatch character, but Lucio. Lucio from
there
Overwatch.
You go.
Yeah,
okay.
There we go. I want to do his Ribbit skin with, like, the helmet. Because... I mean, I don't want to, like, be that person, but I'm not black. I'm not black. Lucio is. He's this cute little, like, 4'11" or 4'8". I don't know. He's this small, super happy Brazilian guy. Like, I am not a small. I'm fairly happy, but I'm not Brazilian, you know? Like, so I'm like, hey, I can just, you know, make the suit and the mask, and nobody knows. They don't know that. So...
I want to see that. I really want to see that.
Yeah, that one's going to be lots of fun, but also a lot of lighting and actually working with sewing material that I don't know how to work with.
Okay.
I have no idea how to make that without dying. Because I don't know if it's going to be out of leather, out of whatever. I'm going to have to
leather, vinyl, oh God.
Yeah, consult to some people. And then plus, you know, making the mascot head, I'm not familiar with making either. And, like, am I going to die of heat? Do I have friends who could teach me how to built-in fans? Like, yep. I don't know. But that's the cool thing about cosplay is that I know everybody else who can do that. And so I just ask them how, and then I learn that way. So...
I freaking love it. I love it so much.
Yes.
Oh my God. Oh my, I didn't. Okay. We're coming up on time here, and I really honestly didn't realize.
Oh
that.
No. That's okay.
Oh my God.
About so many cool things.
Yeah, it really has. And that's kind of the thing with, like, talking about the things that I don't realize are going to come up in. I had no idea you were that into birds, or else.
Yeah.
There's. I'm going to set you up for another.
Okay.
Burbs.
Okay, we'll have a burbs
we're gonna
cast.
there's another individual. We need to have a burbs.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, how can people find you? How can they get commissions when you have time?
Oh yeah. Well, commissions they're still open. Not for Anime Bonsai. I've closed them for Anime Bonsai, but afterwards, definitely. Winter is like dead time for me,
okay. So
definitely hit me up on. I work primarily through Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just looking at, like, my work in general, like, you know, the pet shop cosplay or anything like that, check out my cosplay page, which is Kaosaurus Rex.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get in contact with me for wigs specifically, I have a Facebook page called K Rex Wigs. Mm-hmm. And then I have an Instagram page, which is a combination of both, which is also Kaosaurus Rex, just with no spaces, like all combined. But yeah, those are the best ways to reach me, Facebook and Instagram. Or, you know, if you want to go that way, the old fart way, and email me, you know, KaosaurusRex@gmail works as well.
I'm that kind of person, yep. Where I email people.
Email people, yeah, I know, because there's a lot of people out there who are like, I don't have Instagram, I don't have Facebook, I only have Twitter or something like that. Yep. And I'm like, oh, I'm on Twitter, but I don't work through Twitter, so exactly. You can just email me, KaosaurusRex@gmail, that works too. Nice. Yeah.
Then, yes, I like I said, I will definitely be contacting you, and I'm going to be steering a lot of people your way right now. So I hope that things get a lot more busy for you, because I'm going to, yeah. I might make your life a living hell.
Oh goodness. You're gonna have a lot of
work for me.
Oh no, whatever will I do? Having business, making money,
Yes, I'm that guy.
Good.
So, there we go. Like I said, this has been absolutely fun. I seriously hope that we can go and do this again, because I had a blast. So
good. Me too.
There we go. Like I said, go out, reach out to Kay. Make sure that you go, and if you need some good quality wig work done, go and you now know who to reach out to. You know, there you go. I don't want to be seeing any more jacked up wigs. That's a firm statement right now. Yeah. I love it. So until next time, y'all, I will talk to you all later.